Let us begin our worship of God, singing to his praise in Psalm 25, from the beginning, verses 1 to 6. To thee I lift my soul, O Lord, I trust in thee. My God, let me not be ashamed, nor force triumph o'er me. Let none that wait on thee be put to shame at all, but those that without cause transgress, let shame upon them fall. Show me thy ways, O Lord, thy paths, O teach thou me, and do thou lead me in thy truth, therein my teacher be. For thou art God that dost to me salvation send, and I upon thee all the day expecting do attend. Thy tender mercies, Lord, I pray thee to remember, and loving kindnesses, for they have been of old forever. These verses to God's praise, Psalm 25, to thee I lift my soul.
To thee I lift my soul.
Still us in thy presence, and that thou would indeed show us thy ways and lead us in thy paths, that we would not take a step without thee, and that we would desire at all times the leading of thy Holy Spirit, so that we would know that we are indeed in thy will in all situations. It is ever a question in the minds of thy people to know if they are indeed as they ought to be, walking as they ought to walk and living as they ought to live. It is often an area that the evil one will come in to tempt us, to test us, and to discourage us. But, oh, we thank thee that when we turn to thy word, we find in it the comfort and the guidance and the direction that we need, so that when it is applied by thy Holy Spirit, that it brings assurance to us, and that we can know indeed that thou art still with us. Thou hast promised never to leave nor forsake thine own. Thou hast promised to be the portion of thine own. Thou hast promised to be the helper and the one who is the great aid of thy people. And that is ever a comfort to them, despite knowing something of their own sinnership and realizing how far they are from thee in many ways. far removed in how they live, and what they say and think. But nevertheless, in thy grace and mercy, thou hast plucked as brands from the burning those who deserve none of thy grace. And so we thank thee tonight, most holy God, that we are those, if we are thy people, those who have come to taste and see the goodness of God. And while there will be times, as we have considered, O Lord God, when we reel and stagger like one drunk, times when we're at our wit's end, but we thank thee that thy word makes clear that the storm is changed into a calm at thy command and will. And we bless thee that that can be the experience of thy people in this life, while ultimately it will be the eternal experience of all who know thee and to love thee. And so we pray until that great day that thou would keep us and guide us and direct us. All things are in thine hands, O Lord. We need not fear while we tremble at what goes on around us. We ought not to fear, but to be confident that thou knowest the end from the beginning. And while the enemy may rage against thee and against thy people, that there is still that voice that says to us, be still and know that I am God. And while, O Lord God, then we know not what awaits from day to day, thou knowest. And so that gives us peace and confidence in good measure. We pray that thou would bless each and every one gathered here at this time. We thank thee that as we come, that we do so with a desire to meet with thyself. And we thank thee that in thy word, it is for us the only rule to direct us, so we are to glorify and enjoy thee. And we pray that thou would continue then to open our minds and understanding and to touch our hearts with the word. O Lord God, we may know much, we may learn much, and we may know much of theology in our lives. But if it's not applied, what good is it to us? And so we pray that that word that we consider together, that we would hear it as thou art giving it to us, to direct us and to guide us and to give us wisdom and grace as well. We bless thee for the one who is wisdom. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless thee that the day came into our experience when thou didst open our eyes and our understanding, and that we heard that voice, O Lord God, that was a voice of forgiveness and mercy, despite all that we were, and indeed despite all that we still are and are not. We thank thee then that the blood of Christ cleanses from all sin, and that we can draw near tonight to thee, and that we can cast all our cares upon thee. We pray that thou would remember the congregation at this time. Thou knowest, Lord, their need, and we pray for them, as they prayerfully, we know, will be considering a pastor over them, and while to some degree that they have shown their mind in these matters, nevertheless, there is a waiting upon thee, and we pray for wisdom for the presbytery as well, who eventually will come to meet with the congregation. And we do not forget, O Lord, our brother, who has been appointed the interim moderator, and we pray that thou would guide and direct him, and that he would know what it is to know thee, and to be assured that thou wilt be with him in all that he seeks to do in thy name. We pray that each and every one would be much in prayer, praying for one another as they pray for themselves and thy cause as well. We ask now, most holy God, that thou would come with us in our time together, that to remember any who cannot be with us for good and lawful reason tonight. We pray also for those who could be here, but who have absented themselves deliberately. Lord God, we pray that thou would stir up in their hearts a desire for the house of God, that they would say, as with those who are here tonight, I joyed when to the house of God go up, they said to me. So hear us the spoken and silent prayer, and direct us heavenward, and the glory shall be thine in Christ. Amen. You turn now to read once again in Genesis, and we're tonight in chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, O, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. Amen. And may the Lord bless to us that reading of his own inspired and infallible word. Let us again sing, this time in Psalm 107. Psalm 107 and at verse 26. They mount to heaven, then to the depth they do go down again. Their soul doth faint and melt away with trouble and with pain. They reel and stagger like one drunk, at their wit's end they be. Then they to God in trouble cry, who them from straits doth free. The storm is changed into a calm at his command and will, so that the waves which raged before now quiet are and still. And we'll sing through to verse 31 from verse 26. They mount to heaven, then to the depths they do go down again.
Yeah.